Yerushalmi Shvi'is, Perkes Halachavav. We show you the Perish Shvi'is. Someone had Perish Shvi'is a year shas a beer. It came the time of beer. So we've talked in previous Mishnayos that there's a dinner beer. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us what you're supposed to do when that time of beer comes. So what you do is, Mechaka Mazen Shalosh Shvi'is Halachavachon. A person, they divide what you have to give 3 meals worth to each person, that is to say, everyone in his family. So if there's 5 people in his family, he gives each of them 3 meals worth. There's 15 meals worth he's given out. And then, what you do is then you mafkir. We're learning the way, there is actually a machlokes rishonim, exactly how you do beer. We're going to say the way we actually do, and actually a simple reading of the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah doesn't say this, but then you're mafkir the rest of it. Okay, so first you take a certain amount for yourself, then you mafkir the rest of it. And then, the poor people can come and take what you just mafkir from the Hashem, but rich people cannot do Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, once you mafkir it, only poor people could take it. Rabbi Yehuda, Emer, Echanim, Echan Hashem, Echan Echabir. You know, once you mafkir it, anybody at all, poor or rich, is allowed to eat from it, once you mafkir it. We'll see like, well, what the reason that, with the drushes, they make drushes from Sukkim to say that why either rich or poor people are allowed to eat from it. Then the mission continues. A person has Paris of Shvius that he got either as an inheritance or as a present. Now the Gemara is going to have machlokes whether about this case. We'll explain it better in the Gemara, but for now, just briefly to say, is either this case is talking about Paris Shvius that were after the time of beer. That's the connection from the beginning of the Mishnah. It's talking about Paris that had passed beer and the person did not do beer. And the Mishnah is saying, in either case, this is implied in the Mishnah, that if a person does not do beer, the peiros become usher. Okay, so the Mishnah had told us that when you do beer, what you're supposed to do is take a certain amount and then be mafkir everything else. And now the Mishnah is telling us, if you have peiros that did not do beer, so they should be usher. But you're not the one who didn't do beer, but someone else didn't do beer, and then you got it as a present or as a Yerusha. The other sheet in the Gemara is going to be that this is not too much after beer, this is just plain old peiros. The Gemara is going to explain what's going on. Moses says you should give them out to the people who are supposed to eat it. So, which is to say, you do as if you do beer now, you give it out to all the people, everyone gets 3 suitors worth, and you spread it around. The person who did the beer shouldn't benefit. What you do is you sell the fruit to the people who are supposed to eat it, to all the people in the world, everyone gets their 3 suitors worth. You sell it to them, so they didn't gain anything, they had to pay for it. But the name is Chalkul Chaldu, and then you take the money that these people just paid, and they give out that money to everybody else also. So therefore, the person who got the Yerusha or the Matana did not gain from it, because he had the parish are not here, and the money's not his either. He ended up getting nothing. So the Gemara is going to explain what this machlokes is exactly, Rav Elazar and the Chacham. Now the Mishnah concludes and says, Ha'ochel me'isa shvius ashali homo chalasa. A person eats from a dough of shvius, a shvius batter that had not been mafish chala. So he baked a bread or a cake and he was not mafish chala chayit misa. He gets the full punishment of not being mafish chala. Excuse me, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the mafarshim here bring that the Gemara Bukhari that explains, Gemara Bavli Bukhari that explains like this, that we might think that there's no chiv to be mafresh chala from batters, from doughs of Shemitah produce, because the pasuk says you're supposed to eat Shemitah produce, la'ocha, and you're not supposed to burn it and destroy it. Now, if you're going to be mafresh chala from a batter of dough, it's possible you can end up having to destroy it, and that's because when you, if challah, if what your mafresh for challah becomes tameh, then it has to be burnt. And therefore, we might think that the pasuk that tells us that produce of shvius must be eaten and cannot be burned is coming to specifically tell us not to be mafresh challah, because you might end up having to burn if you be mafresh for challah. So, kamash more on the pasuk. The Gemara Bukhari brings a pasuk that teaches us that no, things from Shvius are chayim chala. Things that your produce of Shvius is chayim chala when you make it into a bread or a dough, and therefore the Mishnah is telling you, and therefore if you're not mafresh chala and you eat it as tevel without being mafresh chala, the person gets the full punishment of not being mafresh chala, and he's chayim misib de shemayim. Okay, so now the Gemara says this. It's at the beginning of the Mishnah, whether once the person does beer, who's allowed to eat the produce that you're mafkir and that you are allowed in, that anyone's supposed to have. So my tenet of Yehuda, why did Yehuda say that only poor people should have it? So the Gemara says, well, because the Pasuk says, if this produce for Ochel of Yehuda, the Pasuk says that the poor people will eat it. So he said, the leftovers, the poor people will eat that. If the poor people can eat it, that means if, it doesn't mean before beer, but it means if the beer, the poor people could eat it. That's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. So my time, Rabbi Yehuda. So okay. So what does Rabbi Yehuda argue? So he dashes the Gersa. We have the Gersa. The Gemara has the marafol that has is that for ochel evyoyne ve'amecha. When the pasuk says the poor people should eat, it doesn't say just the poor people. It says for ochel evyoyne. Now the pasuk actually says for ochel evyoyne amecha, but he dashes it as if it said for ochel evyoyne ve'amecha, the poor people and the full nation of people will eat it. The pasuk is coming to tell you it's not just for poor people, it's for everybody as well, and therefore basically holds that everyone could eat it. Those are two sheets in our Mishnah. But now we have a Brisa that has a third sheet, which is Tanya Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says the following. Ashirin Oichlem Oiso Oichlem Min Ha'oitzer Achar Beer. It depends. If the produce was in an oitzer, then even rich people can eat it. And that means as follows. In a standard way, you have a field of Shvi's produce is, the produce is hefker. Anybody who wants to can take it. And some people may take a lot, more than they're supposed to. So it's more than they're entitled to for themselves personally. And they can hold on as much as they want to. When it comes to time of beer, they have to be mafkir, and that's what the din says in our Mishnah. In that case, Rabbi Shimon agrees with Yehuda, that only the poor people can eat what the person is mafkir. But there's another system, a system described in Tesefta, which has actually become more popular in the past, recent 50 years, and that is, the city makes an oitzer, what we call an oitzer bezin. That is to say, the bezin goes around and doesn't let people take their own produce, or takes people's produce. The bezin goes around and collects all the produce from the city, and then distributes it from the very beginning. They distribute it a little bit at a time to people who are deserving or who want it. So, in that case, the oitzer has it, rather than a person has it who has to beer, an oitzer has it, and Rabbi Shimon says, "Ashirin oichel min ha'oitzer achar beer." The rich people can eat from the oitzer after beer. My time, Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Because it says in the pasuk, "Ochel avirin yamecha v'yisram," the poor people eat it when there's the leftovers. Okay, he's darshing the pasuk. Now, actually, the pasuk is v'yisram techachayis esodah, but he's darshing it for ochel avirin yamecha. But in the case when there's Yisrael, when there's leftovers, meaning I as a private person took 100 bundles of apples, and now there's leftover, came the time of beer, there was leftover, I hadn't eaten it all. So then the poor people are the ones who eat from that produce. But what happens if it's not a case of Yisrael, there's leftovers? It came to beer in a different form, not through leftovers, but rather that the Bezdin had it. The Bezdin didn't have leftovers. The Bezdin had taken it from the very first day. It took it for everybody. In that case, there's no restriction that only poor people could eat it, and even rich people are allowed to eat it. And therefore, so he holds in that case, everyone could eat from it. So Rabbi Shimon is making is saying that in sometimes they say like Rabbi Yehuda, and sometimes they say like Rabbi Yossi, he's giving like a compromise as to sometimes that the only poor people could eat it, and sometimes even the rich people could eat it. Okay, now the Gemara continues to explain the second part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mishahay l'peir shviyah shenafal b'yirusha shenit l'matana." So, what's the difference? Rav Shimon l'makish Amir. Rav Shimon says, "Beperis aver himasis." That part of the Mishnah is describing a person who has produce which was of avera, which says it's after beer, and beer was not done, and therefore those peris should be usher. And now it was given to him as a matana or a Yerusha, and therefore the din is going to change because of that. He's not the person who did the Avera. He's not the one who is being punished for not doing beer, and therefore the din is special for him. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, Rishak does not explain, but Rabbi Elazar says, you give that to the people who are supposed to get it, which is to say, it's as if to say you do beer right now. What you do is you divide the peris up, and everybody who's supposed to, all the people who are, everyone's supposed to get a little bit, that's what you do right now. In fact, the Gemara, In fact, the Gemara Vatani Hamati Paris Aver also legal ban. But we have a brisa that says that if a person finds Paris Aver, I mean Paris that someone had, was supposed to be here and he didn't, what's the din? Also legal, you can't even touch them, they completely usher. So why in our Mishnah do we say that the Paris are you divide them up now and you give them out to the people who are supposed to get them? Why do you give it out? Why don't we say that they're completely usher? So the Gemara answers, Shani he Metzir, Shani he Shnafla Kochot. There's a difference in whether it was found as a Metzir and was given to you against your will. That is to say, in the case of a Metzia, your person found it out in the street, so he says, the stuff is usher, because no one did beer. You found it, so don't take it. Too bad on you. You're not allowed to take it. The thing is usher. In our case, where the thing was forced upon you, it was either you got it as an inheritance, or someone gave you a matana, so now it's already yours. So now, the chachamim are more... now it's already in your possession. So he's saying, listen, you didn't do anything wrong. At least that's what Moses says. You didn't do anything wrong, and therefore you nothing wrong with him. You can give them out to all the people who are supposed to get it, and you don't have to, you don't get punished by that. And that's what Rabbi Moses says. And the Chacham say, no, we don't want you to benefit from it, that you get to give it out to everybody, and therefore you're forced to sell it to those people and give the money out to you. Mamash get nothing out of it. Okay, so the Chacham hold that it's not. Okay, so both the Chacham and Lezer hold that when you got it by Matana or Birusha, it's not completely usher. But even though it's not completely usher, now they have an argument as to whether you're allowed to give it out or you have to sell it and then give out the money also. Okay, that's Rishon, which is shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about Perish Shri said a person did not do beer to, and it's ready past time beer. Beer Chalam, remember, Perish Heter, he must say. Amish is talking about Perish Heter, which is to say the Perish of Shri is, but it's before the time of beer. And it's just plain old fruit. So, effectively, Mar Bahada, Tina Rabbez, Amir Nashalachim. So, in this case, Rabbez says you have to give it out to the people who are supposed to get it, and give it out, make it hefker, and give three sudas each person. Why? It didn't come the time of beer yet. Why are you telling the person to do that? So, the Gemara says it is Rabbez to do Shamuti. Rabbez is a Talmud of Beishamai. And therefore, the Tina, and we learned in Mishnah, our Gears is over here, is, Ain Orichlin Peri Shvi's Petayva Divir Beishamai. A person is not allowed to eat Peri Shvi's Petayva in a way that he'll feel appreciative to the person who gave it to him. You're not allowed to owe that person something because Peri Shvi's is supposed to be Hefker, and therefore you're not allowed to eat Peri's in a way that will make you feel obligated back to the person who you got the wrong because they're supposed to be hefker. And therefore, if a person got Paris Bir Yerusha or Bir Matana, excuse me, so the Chacham were afraid, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chacham were afraid that you would feel appreciative back to the person who gave them to you. And therefore, they told you, give them out to everybody else as if you have to do beer now. You're not really supposed to do beer now. It's really before the time of beer, but you do that in order that you don't personally get from benefit from it, and therefore you won't feel appreciative back to the person who gave it to you. So you're trying to avoid this problem of eating a potato. Okay, so that's an explanation now for Rabbeinu, that you have this pretend beer just to avoid you being over Nisa. So in this case, with the Chacham answers back to him, she ain't a chayt nisker. Why did the Chacham say the chayt shouldn't be nisker? What does that do with anything? The person who did the aver shouldn't get a benefit. I mean, what are we talking about? What they're saying seems to make no sense. So the Gemara says like this: b'shitasa heshivuhu. The Chacham are answering a blazer b'shitasa. That is to say, the Chacham themselves hold, like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to eat Paris Petayva, and there'd be nothing wrong with you taking them and feeling appreciative back to the person who gave it to you. But they're answering a blazer within his shita, which is why b'shitas cha. You're the one who says we should give them out to people who would be supposed to eat it, and we do that in order to make sure that you won't feel appreciative. Isn't the person who did the affair getting something out of it? Because isn't he getting that now he also gets some of the fruit, and he actually made all those people appreciate what he did for them? So according to you, that are concerned to have this problem that you don't want the person to feel appreciation back to the person who gave it to him, how come he's allowed to do it? And therefore, Lashit, according to you, what we should do is, Yimachru Lachem, he should sell it to other people, and then split the money, and then split the money so that this middle person who got the present gets absolutely nothing from it. So they're saying, according to your Lezer, you want to make it that he owes, feels no appreciation back to the person who gave it to him, you should have done that. But they personally don't hold that. They personally hold that the person is completely allowed to eat it because there's nothing wrong with having a taiva with the own appreciation back to the person who gave them. Okay, so now the one says the following, a few different halachas. Amar Bibi. Bibi says, Hari Rabbi Yaisa ruled Be'ila and Kundasiya. On these Kundasiya is a kind of a thorny plant that only animals eat. He ruled that in this plant, if it was came the time of beer and beer was not done, and they had already been sold, so there's now money that needs beer to it also. We had sold these kundasiyas for money. That money you have to do beer to the money also. So the kundasiyas themselves and the money. The money has to be thrown down the nalach, which is to say that the kundasiyah and the money that it is exchanged for, if beer was not done to them, they have to be destroyed. And what Bibi is telling, or basically is telling us, is that even for Michael Behema, there's also a din that if you didn't do beer, the produce becomes usher. Not just for Michael Adam, our Mishnah have been talking about Michael Adam, the Mishnah is now eating on, even Michael Behema is chayav in. If you didn't do beer, the produce becomes awesome. Ramana Shalom Rab Chizkiya. Ramana is Rab Chizkiya. Maho Mavila Bipunyan La Ashkelon. Are you allowed to be Mavila, to carry a certain kind of unripe date to Ashkelon? And what he's asking, the way Rav Chaim Kineski learns is, what he's asking was, is Ashkelon is out of Eretz Yisrael. We saw earlier that Ashkelon is considered out of Eretz Yisrael. So and the din is, Perish Shvi is one of the dinim of their Kiddush, is that you're not allowed to take them out of Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what about these, which are only Michael Behema, so they're not Michael Adam, so does Michael Behema also have the rule that you're not allowed to take it out of Eretz Yisrael? So it's a similar question to the one before here, which is, do the halachas of Shvi is applied to Michael Behema in all their permutations? And so they're now saying, what about this din? About taking Kiddush Shvi as things out of Eretz Yisrael, Amalei Asher, you're not allowed to do it because Perish Shvi'is, the Kedusha, even for the Michael Behema versions of them, means you're not allowed to take them out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now the words are like this. Reb Chizkiya have a coin b'shuk of the Kisrin. Reb Chizkiya was sitting in the marketplace of Kisrin. Chama Chad, he saw one person that ta'in alal ben Isur. He was carrying a bundle of forbidden produce, which is to say it was after beer, and the person had not done beer, and so the produce was also hafach apuye. He turned around to say, Slalu Chamine and Tani Parak. He turned around and made this whole show of making it that I'm to be away from the person who's carrying this bundle, so the person shouldn't ask him to help him in unloading this package. He wanted so much little to do with this person and to help him out that he made a whole show of turning around and making, I'm not going to notice that you're walking by this thing. So the Gemara says, Kokachlam, what do you do such a whole thing for? And so the Gemara answers this, Yasim Kaimo Hechich, so that everyone in his place should notice that he's doing this point. He didn't want to just not help the person. He wanted everybody to realize that he's making that point. And people should realize that Perish Shvi'is, that you didn't do beer, are usher. Summer of Yaakov Ba'acha. Yaakov Ba'acha heard this story that had happened to him, and he said, Ima Dehain, Yodas Ba, the mother of this man, she gave birth to a real son. In other words, he did something that most people wouldn't be so, wouldn't be strong enough to stand up and make a whole show and make this point to everybody. And this mother, the mother of this person, the mother of Chizkiya, she had a real son who really was doing the right thing. Now he's going to say this. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi have a machdil tamidim. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi was telling his tamidim, "Tiz ben Yerek, Elam and Ginsen de Sisra. Only buy me Yerek as a non shmita, but only buy them to me from the garden of Sisra." Okay. So what we're going to learn is what the pshat was that this is what we may learn is that Sisra was a king of a non-Jewish king whose land in Israel had never been captured. And so she said, I want you to get me produce only from that person's field, because that produce I know that has no Kedusha Shvi'is. It's not a place that was ever considered to be Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to other places that may have been belonged to Yidden at one point and now were now going to get over. I want you to get me from this place. Come, Imei Zachor HaTov. So the Zachor HaTov, that means Eliyahu HaNavi, got met up with this Talmud. And Amalei, Ezel Emel Rabuch, go tell your Rebbe, let's have the beginning of this Israel. This thing that you consider to be Ginza of this Israel, Sisera's garden, it's not really Ginza, it's not really, it has not been in Goyish hands since the time of Sisera. Really is the Yidu, I have one, it's really belonged to a Jew, the Katla, and a Goy killed him, the Nusbamina, and he took it away from him. So, you think you're getting from a field that was never owned by a Yid? It's not true. You're really getting from a field that was owned by a Yid, and it was now taken over by a Goy. But, in Ba'isma, Mechar Mal Mashach, if you want to be Machmer about yourself and not take from such produce from such field, you think it has Kedusha Shvi'is, but Ishtaruye, that's most, that's the gears, Ishtaruye Lechavroch, but you should let everybody else take it. You should be matred for everybody else, because it's a chumah that's not required. And so you want to be matred not to take from, to only take from a field that was always belonging to Goyim, that you could do whatever you want to, but that's not really the din. So the Gemara is saying, the Gemara appears to be saying that, that a person who, if a produce from a field that belongs to a guy does not have Kedusha Shvi'is to it. That's the Gemara seems to be saying. This person here in the Gemara, Rishu Ben Levi, thought that it should, but Eliyahu HaNavi told him, no, don't do that. Oh, you could be Machmer if you want to, but that's not really the din. So this story over here in the Gemara plays a role in the Machlokes between the argument that the Shesha had with others, as to whether produce of a non-Jew has Kedusha Shvi'is. So in the Bishas, as I said, you see from the story, this is one of the riots, that it does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. Because here, Rabbi Shimon Levi thought, according to the version we're saying now, Rabbi Shimon Levi thought that you have to buy from a field that never belonged to a Jew. And he was told, like, no, it's a mistake. There's nothing wrong with buying it, even if it once belonged to a Jew. If now belongs to it, it's good enough. So that was a raya that even produce of a guy is okay. And the answers were given as to what was going on in the story. Maybe a way to answer up that should not be right. Okay. Now the Gemara concludes, the person eats from peris or shvi'is, he has to be mafer shchal. Harbanash, who was a person, Havachoshanash Mitzah, he was a person who was not, who was suspect of being violating the Yisurim of Shemitah. Amul Itze, Afkin Chalasa, he told his wife when she was making a batter of dough during Shemitah, he says, be mafish challah from it. Amalei, so she said back to him, Ahu Gavro Chashanah Shemitah, so you're, that person, you, are suspect to be violent to Yisrim Shemitah, and I'm Afkin Chalasa, and you're telling me to be mafish challah, why do you become such a tzaddik about be mafish challah? You're a person who doesn't care about the Yisrim Shemitah. Amalei, he said to her, challah, midvar Torah, challah, that you have to be mafish challah, that's a din d'oraisa, or at least there was a time that's a din d'oraisa. They say that he's going to this choshen al-shvi'is, was going to the shita, that now, that in his day, challah was chayav d'oraisa, but shvi'is midrav gomir v'chaver, but shvi'is nowadays is only d'rabbanan, and therefore, shvi'is amatsu makbanan, but hafroshas challah yeh makbanan, and that this ties in with our Mishnah, but this Chashan HaShviya said it ties with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that even nowadays there is a chiv to be mafresh challah. The Mishnah said it was even at the Raisa. The Mishnah said you're chayv misa, that there is a chiv to be mafresh challah. And that's why the Gemara brings this sort.